I want to give the privilege and the honor to speak to us today, the mayor of Fort Wayne. His name is Tom Henry. Tom, if you could come and grace us with some words of wisdom, and thank you for having us in your great city.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, and good morning. You know, I've had the opportunity to speak before you in the past, and I get a chance to speak to a lot of groups and various groups in various places. But I don't know if I know a happier group than all of you. All you do is laugh.
This is true.
But what a great position to be in. That tells me that no matter what challenges you have in life, you're all in a position to take them and work with them and understand them and be happy about the fact that you are who you are. So congratulations. That's a fantastic position to be in. And I can tell you, not everyone is there. So, you know, God bless you all for who you are and for what you bring to the table. You know, one of the things that I know all of you strive for is equality and opportunity and security. That is part of your pledge. And I want to let you know, first of all, how many people are not from Fort Wayne? All right, here's the deal. I know this thing is over tomorrow, but there's no reason you can't hang for a couple more days. We got lots of stuff to offer in our community. I know you've gotten around a little bit and seen a few things, but we still have a ton of other stuff that you can experience. So go ahead and hang a few days. I'm sure that your chairman, they'll take care of the bill. Now, I know you have a full agenda this time around, but remember where we are. Come back and spend a few more days with us. We've got people who have worked very hard to try to make Fort Wayne just a little extra special place to visit. So when you get the chance, you know, please do come back. But the whole opportunity, I think, for your federation is to make sure that everyone, employers, educational facilities, and others, realize that equality and opportunity is for everybody. And I want to let you know that the same thing goes for the city of Fort Wayne. I'm blessed to have about 2,000 employees. Most of them stay with me, which is nice. Not in my house. Not in my house. But once we employ them, I don't get much turnover. And I think that speaks a lot about my supervisors and the fact that they try to offer opportunities throughout these individuals' career. But the same thing goes for you. If there's a position in our city that you are qualified for, if you're interested in working for the city of Fort Wayne, I want you to come and talk to us. Because every single one of you, in one way or another, has skills to bring to the table. And I would be foolish not to sit down and talk to you about that and determine whether or not there's a fit between the two of us. So don't ever think that there's an employer out there who isn't interested in your qualities, in your skill levels and the like. We're out here. Just let us know that you're out there. So I want to thank you all again for choosing Fort Wayne for the conference this year. Again, I've had the pleasure of speaking to you before. You keep getting bigger and bigger, and that's a good thing. So if ever you need anything from the city of Fort Wayne, table up here, they know where I live, and they'll hunt me down, and that also is a good thing. We might be able to do that. Well, we have some very active organizations locally working with the blind, and several of them are good friends of mine. So they'll know how to reach me. Don't ever feel that Fort Wayne is not in a position to strengthen your pledge of equality and opportunity and security. We're there for you. Just let us know. Again, welcome to the city of Fort Wayne. Please come back. We've got a wonderful city. And if there's anything at all we can do for you, again, we're there for you. Welcome. God bless you all.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Anytime at all.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.